Rush service.
Okay, yes, sir. I have the customer on the line for, this is Rosa calling from Nation Safe Drivers on the recorded line. I have Miss Danny here on the line, and she's saying, Miss Danny, would you mind explaining to the provider what happened?
I told him I had $10 on Cash App. Do you take
we
card?
Don't do Cash
he
App.
Told me don't worry about it.
We don't do Cash App, so that's like not having $10.
He said don't worry about it.
They didn't tell us it was Cash App, or we'd have never even went out there.
Yep.
I was not aware.
No,
I made the insurance aware that all I had was $10 in Cash App.
They didn't tell us that. They told us you had $10.
I was the person on the line, so I totally missed the part of Cash App. I heard that somebody gave you $10 cash.
No,
and that you had the $10.
I told you I did not have cash. No, ma'am. I told you I did not have cash.
Okay.
All I had was Cash App and a card. And I told
I understand.
You, and then I was waiting for you to come back on the line to talk to me, and the man kept
calling
and
then
you, so I answered the phone, and he showed up.
Right, and then he told you it's okay?
Yes, he told me don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? Okay.
Well,
see what we
can
do.
We don't have it. The driver's having to pay it out of my pocket.
Okay. Well, I see what I can do. Well, thank you so much, ma'am, for clarifying this information. I appreciate it. You may disconnect the call. I'll go ahead and thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So how are we gonna get
sir,
our $10?
Let me see how what I can do about this situation, sir. Please hold. Yes, sir. One second. Mm-hmm.
They got me on hold too.
You can tell the lady if she wants. You can go ahead and disconnect the other line.
Yeah, she did because that was with the.
Thank you.
NSC also.
I was trying to clarify. I had her on hold on the other side, so I was going to get back with you.
Yeah, see, we don't do Cash App. And
yeah, I just wanted to see if you had told her that it was okay or not. One second,
well,
please.
Well, he's going to put the gas in there, though. You know, my drivers don't like to stand there and argue with people. And if they ain't got the money, it's wasting his time to stand there. That's why he said okay and left. I mean, he can't stand there and argue with her. She ain't got it.
Okay, one second, please.
Yeah, he said she had kids with her, too.
Yes. Yeah, she did. I think it was going to be a supplement for this $10 situation, but I'm going to check with my supervisor, okay? One second. I won't put you on hold. I'm going to stay here with you.
The woman was arguing then, I think she told them Cash App, but NSD told them they didn't hear that, so.
Yeah, I think she only said $10 cash. Somebody gave me $10 cash right now, but I probably, it was probably my bad, and I probably missed a part of Cash App. There's a lot of babies in the background, and I do apologize. I'm checking with my supervisor. One second.
Yeah, okay.
She heard the lady say somebody gave me $10. She didn't hear the part about Cash App. She said she probably did, but she didn't hear it.
Maybe we'll get it here in a minute, Danny.
Okay, sir, my supervisor is saying that you can contact the vendor support number for possible reimbursement of those $10 that the lady didn't have available with her physically, so that they, you probably will have to submit.
We're not going to do it. No, that, see, it costs me more than $10 to call vendor support and do all that for $10.
Yes,
I just won't do
any
more fuel deliveries. I'll quit doing service calls for y'all. And that'll solve that right there, because I'm not going to go out and do no more and have my people out there having to argue with people.
I'm
not going to call vendor support myself when that's not my place to call them. That's y'all's place to handle that.
Right. I know. I'm sorry.
So if I'm not going to handle it, I'll just refuse to do any more. Y'all can just keep calling until you find somebody that'll go out there and give $10 away. I'm not going to do it.
I understand.
I'm not going to give people free gas.
No, I understand, sir.
It cost me to go out there and back just to do that call. It probably cost me $10 worth of gas in my truck.
Right.
Plus, then I got to pay my driver. Is the PO, have you got the PO handle now where we were going to get paid for at least the service, even though we lost the $10?
Yes, the service is going to be for this. The PO was sent out. Yes, sir, it was.
Okay.
This was a fuel delivery. The PO is 83321351.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, that's all we need. We won't worry about the rest of it, because it ain't worth $10 for me to sit on the phone with customer support. So if they can't call me back and take care of the $10 until they do or that gets handled by them and not me, I just won't do any more service calls.
I apologize.
So if people run out of gas, they need to call somebody that cares.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I do apologize.
All right.
Please.
All right. It's not your fault either. That's just the way it's going to be.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.